Hey there, welcome along. It's Damien back with the 9to5 Google Daily here for December 10th, 2020. If you didn't already know, this is our super quick rundown of all the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. So after recently hitting the 5 billion download milestone on Android, Google Photos is looking to target the other side of the mobile OS fence with some new features. For those using an iOS device, Google Photos now offers the ability to sync your liked content with Apple Photos. While Google Photos is of course cross-platform, it's hard to fully utilize it on iOS due to certain restrictions put in place by Apple. If you've ever used an iPhone or an iPad and do opt to try and use Google Photos exclusively, you'll find that you have to juggle Apple Photos in there for proper library management. That juggling procedure might not be quite as necessary, as Google Photos has picked up a toggle to sync your liked photos or favorites from Apple Photos when backing up your library. This might be especially useful if you have multiple Apple devices at home and therefore different devices saving liked images. To activate, you'll need to open Google Photos on your iOS device, then head to Profile, then Settings, Apple Photos, and then toggle on. It's a relatively simple procedure that will turn any images into Apple Photos to starred within Google Photos. This also means that any images you like in Google Photos will be present in Apple's equivalent too. We're not personally yet seeing the option on our own iOS devices, including iPads and iPhones, with the latest Google Photos updates already installed on our devices. It could be that this option is rolling out via a server-side update, but official support pages suggest this may not be the case, so it's worthwhile checking if you have the option. As of this morning, it seems that Google Assistant routine shortcuts on the home screen are now rolling out more widely. While the feature may not appear for all users, it does show up when editing a routine other than the new home or away routines. Presets or fully custom routines can be quickly added to the home screen, making quick access even easier. Effectively, routines make it easy to accomplish a bunch of actions with a single keyword on Google Assistant devices. Google wants to make these even more accessible by allowing Android users to put Google Assistant routines directly on their home screens. When you have added one to your home screen, Google Assistant routines appear with the icon seen in the app and the name. For presets such as Good Morning and Bedtime, the icon and name are predefined, though it seems like custom routines will have the same icon with different names. The option should be rolling out right now, allowing you to tailor instant toggles on your device. Google's browser, especially on mobile, has always had a minimal interface to keep the focus on web content. Chrome houses the vast majority of controls in the overflow menu, which has just been tweaked with icons on Android. The menu, marked with a vertical ellipsis in the top right corner, now features icons next to each item, from the incognito hat and sunglasses to a star for bookmarks. These symbols should be familiar to any Android user though. Google has not changed how the buttons are arranged or the menu's height. This addition helps make browsing the menu simpler if you have the order committed to muscle memory. For others, it's still a rather long and somewhat intimidating list that is now easier to navigate. Meanwhile, there's another visual tweak to the top of this menu where Chrome for Android's four core actions, forward and back, bookmarking and downloading and info, are now displayed against a different background. The row is lighter when night mode is enabled and darker with the light theme. It's a small touch that helps distinguish these common controls. Chrome for Android's tweaked menu with icons is rolling out via a server-side update today on the latest version 87 release. If you don't have it yet, go to the system app info screen for the browser and force stop. After reopening the app, the icons should show up. And finally, overnight was the big launch night for Cyberpunk 2077 on Stadia PC and more, and it seems Stadia handled the surge of traffic with only a few issues by comparison to PC players with patching woes. Of course, one of the key advantages promised by Google Stadia is the ability to play games without needing to download them to your computer or keep them updated. This is an especially important advantage when a title first launches, as games frequently have a day one patch to fix last minute bugs, or as was the case with Cyberpunk 2077, enables you to play the game at all. Unsurprisingly, given the number of players trying to simultaneously play the game, the Cyberpunk 2077 launch got off to a rocky start for Stadia, Steam, and good old games alike, as indicated by Down Detector, showing a simultaneous spike for all three gaming services. Stadia's launch of Cyberpunk 2077 had some hiccups yesterday evening, with many players reporting issues with opening the store and with the Stadia home screen acting as though they do not own any games. In under an hour though, these issues seemed to be resolved, and many players were able to jump right into Cyberpunk without issues at all. Additionally, as explained in an official Cyberpunk launch issues guide, players may need to have force quit the Stadia app on Android to see the correct information about their pre-order or be allowed to purchase the game from the store. On the flip side, players on PC are still being faced with a 6GB patch that they need to install in order to play Cyberpunk at all. While 6GB is certainly not large by today's standards, especially by comparison to the game's full 100GB plus install size, the bigger issue lies with the exorbitant number of players attempting to download this data at the very same time. For some, it was estimated to take hours to actually download the patch. Others on the Cyberpunk 2077 subreddit are reporting extended waits as the game patches unpack onto their PCs and computers. So while Stadia's issues with the Cyberpunk 2077 launch can be seen as frustrating overall, many players were still able to jump into the futuristic RPG action through Stadia much quicker than those who play on PC, which is an added bonus. So that was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com, and be sure to subscribe to the 9to5Google Daily on Spotify, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, usually available every Wednesday.